The Last 5 Years is a musical written by Jason Robert Brown, inspired by his failed marriage. It's very grim. premiered in Chicago in 2001, and made its way to off-Broadway stages the following year, and since then, it has had numerous productions internationally, and even a motion picture starring Anna Kendrick and Jeremy Jordan. Now, joining us to discuss her upcoming production of The Last 5 Years, playing now at the Ensemble Theatre in Kirribilli, is director and NIDA alumni Elsie Edgerton-Till. Thank you so much for joining us, Elsie.
Absolute pleasure, Ruby. Thank you.
Now, could you tell us a little bit about this production and the untraditional method of storytelling that it uses?
Yeah, sure thing. I mean, it is based on Jason Robert Brown's failed marriage, as you point out, but it isn't all bleak. It has lots of lulls, I have to say. It's got joyous moments as well as heartbreak in it. And I should say that up front, because it does, you know, when you hear failed marriage, it does kind of make what makes me balk, yeah, I guess, that I'm going to be in for a grim night. So Jason Robert Brown has done something quite interesting in terms of the storytelling. So he wrote the book as well as the incredible music of The Last 5 Years. And there are two characters. There are only two performers on stage in this musical. We have Kathy and we have Jamie. And the musical follows their relationship over 5 years. And what he's done is we follow Jamie's story from first kiss to final goodbye. Whereas Kathy, we meet her at the moment of that final goodbye, and her story goes in reverse to the beginning, to that first kiss. So the last time we see her is after they've just had that first meeting, that first magical moment, and she's the beginning. And the two stories cross in the middle. They meet in the same time and place, so we see that literally in the musical on stage, in the midpoint at about 2.5-3 years. Yeah. So it's quite an interesting, complex approach. It's clear in the staging, and it's one of the things which I think make it so exciting to watch on stage, because it makes it a very theatrical experience as opposed to the film, which is great, but it is more literal, and the way that those two story arcs work, I don't think are quite as successful in motion picture and film as they are on stage, because I guess stage you can play with metaphor and so forth a little bit more than you necessarily can when you are working in the medium of film, which can be more literal.
Right, of course. Now, why do you think this story has still managed to captivate and resonate with audiences around the world for over a decade now?
Yeah, well, it's 19 years old, this musical, and it's got so many fans. And I think there's a few reasons. I mean, the story itself, most people can relate to it, because we've got that sense of love and feeling like you're walking on cloud nine, through to questioning why am I in this relationship, and those kind of darker nights that hopefully not everyone's had, but it seems like most people have experienced, you know, at some point in their lives. So a lot of people can relate to the two characters' stories. But more than that, and I think what a lot of people love about this musical is the music. It's extremely fantastic. It's got a cult following, I have to say, and for a reason, because Jason Robert Brown has written an incredibly playful and joyous score that is, what can I say? You have to listen to it or see it live. It is an incredible experience, the music, and it's a big thing for our two singers, and they really rise to the occasion, our two performers.
Right. That sounds awesome. Now, how have you been able to stay true to the original productions whilst still making it your own production, you know?
Well, I mean, the original productions, and the original productions and off-Broadway and so forth, they had larger stages in which to stage the production. And the ensemble theatre, if you or any of your listeners have been to it, is a really intimate space. The space, the stage actually thrusts out into the audience. So the audience are on three sides of the stage, which makes it quite an intimate experience. And for a musical, that's really exciting because the singers are singing amongst you, which is pretty cool. It makes the sound almost palpable. So in terms of staging, the ways in which you can actually literally stage the musical are quite different in terms of the tricks you can use, the theatrical devices and tricks. When you are sitting straight on, you can do different things to when you're in this thrust configuration. So firstly, that is a huge difference to those original productions and what is so unique about the ensemble theatre playing space. In terms of keeping it fresh and I guess finding our own way of telling this story, one big thing is that it doesn't really matter when the story is set, so we have set it today. The only thing that really makes you notice that is the phones that they are using, because there are phones used as props throughout the show. And then the original 2001 production, that if you set it then, you'd immediately go, oh my gosh, because of the technology that would be in everyone's hands. So we have set it today because the story really is universal. And outside of that, well, it depends how much of a diehard fan you are, Ruby. So some of the staging choices we have made, if you know the book of the musical well, you will know that there are some differences. So Jason Robert Brown suggests some quite literal locations for some of the scenes, and we have honoured those locations, but with our own twist. We've put our own twist on those. For example, there's one scene in Central Park in New York where they suggested that they're in a boat, and we have we've honoured that, but we've taken our own version. We've explored that in our own way, shall I say.
Yeah, kind of just like a you're just going to have to wait and see type of thing.
I know.
Yeah. this is... probably the most important question you will ever be asked about the last 5 years. Say you were friends with both Kathy and Jamie, and after the divorce you could only stay friends with one of them. Oh. Who would you choose and why?
This is a hard question, and look, I hear audiences debating it when they come out. So the show opened last week, and we've been in previews for a week prior to that, and I hear audiences debating this. I'm hoping neither my cast members, the wonderful Elise McCann and Christian Treso, are listening. I have to say I side with Kathy. Maybe that's because of the gender bias that I have in terms of her story and her experience. Or because, I don't know, I personally side with her. But in terms of the production and why I love hearing audiences debate is we've been really careful in ensuring that it's... that they're both likeable and dislikeable in terms of how they treat the other person. So it really makes me happy when I hear audiences debating whose fault it was or who they liked better.
Usually I let my gender bias take the wheel a lot of the time, so I completely understand.
I'm owning it. It's the truth.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Elsie. It's been great having you on the show.
Absolute pleasure, Ruby. Thank you.
And that was director and NIDA alumni Elsie Edgerton Till discussing her latest musical, The Last 5 Years. Performances have begun and will continue through to April 27th at the Ensemble Theatre located in Kirribilli. You can jump on their website to secure your tickets now.